It's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Yeah, morning, Darren. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. No doubt you've been watching some crickets.
I have. Did you see that Mitchell Marsh has started to practice his spin? So, yeah.
Okay, I'll pay that.
Thank you.
Well, if Travis Head can spin it a metre and get wickets.
You and I could have done that.
Oh, wow.
We could have cleaned up the
Oh, to be a spinner at Sri Lanka. Wow.
Yeah.
It's no wonder Morley has over 800 test wickets.
Yeah, and he chucked.
And it, so, wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going there. I still believe that some balls he did chuck.
Yes.
Most he didn't chuck. But how much does a woodchucker chuck if a woodchucker can't chuck wood?
He's done very well for this time of the morning.
Hmm. Let's go to how good are internet-connected doorbells?
I've got to say, I really like them. So I was setting up, and I've forgotten how much I did like them. I set up a Google Nest doorbell for a client yesterday, one of the brand-new Google Nest ones. This guy has got some disabilities on there, but really great vision with the Google Nest doorbells. They're as crystal clear that you... So good. But they've got a thing called 3x4 ratio on their camera, which means you can see who's ever standing in your front door from head to toe. So if I've got a parcel, you can see the parcel that's been left on the ground. It can also tell the difference between people, packages and vehicles.
Right.
So if a vehicle pulls up outside, you don't get basically a notification because it can tell you there's a car outside.
Yeah.
You can actually go along and say, it'll recognise familiar people as well. So you can go along there, Darren's at your front door. You saw that? It'll now, Darren is at the front door. That's how good the camera is. Now, what we also did for this guy yesterday was, because he has trouble hearing from his phone, he's got Google Audio all the way through the house, about 3 speakers. You can set it up to announce when somebody's at the door, so every one of his speakers goes off now. So great with somebody with disabilities. And got to say, very good night vision on there as well. Nice clear image even at night. And if you've got one of these, you've got less chance of being robbed, believe it or not.
Well,
yeah.
So how big is the unit, like the camera and...
Oh, it's about 6 inches by 2.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, so that would be very handy, as you mentioned, for people who live by themselves, for example, people who have a disability. That's incredibly useful.
But basically for anybody, so you can go along, say you're in the bath and you've got your phone with you in the bath. I don't know why you do that. Somebody knocks at the front door. You can actually see them and speak to them and go, hey, just leave the parcel there. I'll come and get it in a moment.
Mm, fantastic. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the NBN. We haven't spoken about the NBN for ages. Now, updated streaming rules for Sky satellite services?
Yeah, which a lot of people in Tasmania will be on. They've decided out of the goodness of their heart that people who are on the Sky Muster service can actually go along and use VPNs and video stream for 16 hours a day without it counting towards their monthly data allowance.
Crikey.
Sounds good, doesn't it, Darren?
Very.
Yep, but the hours are between 12 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, while you're asleep or at work or at school, yeah.
Exactly right. So for a very minute lot of people out there, it's going to be very helpful. So, whoop-de-doo, NBN updating that. So, yeah, it's terrible, I think.
Okay.
Nobody's going to do you. That's awful, isn't it? 12 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So they just, deliberately putting it while people are at other places doing other things, or is it just simply because we're on the other side of the world? It's just a simple time thing.
No, it's just not many people are going to use it. They're saying they were too strict on the amount of data you can download. So they said, well, you know what, you want to stream from Netflix or whatever, this is the times that you can do it. But, you've got to be home during the day or get up at midnight and start streaming your shows. It's not good,
12 a.m. to 4 p.m., wow.
It's not good, is it?
No. All right. Now, here's a great category, something not to buy. Now, tell us about these... phone signal boosters.
They've made a bit of a comeback. They're a sticker, and I found them again on Amazon, and I've just read their ugly head. They're a sticker that you put on the back of your phone that supposedly will improve your signal strength to your phone. Now, they advertise as being easy to install. It's a sticker, Darren. It's not that hard to install. they say one pack includes 5 pieces of these stickers as well, which is enough to meet your needs for heavy use and long-term use. It's a sticker on the back of your phone, folks. It ain't going to work. They say it can improve the reception of walkie-talkies, buzzers, a buzzer, and even cordless phones at home. If you want to waste your time sticking them on the back of those, good luck to you, because they just don't work. They're small. Advertise they're small and lightweight. It's a sticker, isn't it, Darren?
So they're marketing a sticker as a booster signal.
As a booster signal, $28.
That's brilliant. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that people will try to rip off anyone in any way possible. But as far as a crazy idea to just get money for something that's completely worthless, good on them.
Good on them. I've got another one for you next week as well. That is a bit of a teaser.
If you're stupid enough to buy it, then more fool you.
Exactly right.
All right. Thanks for that. And Richard's excellent website is talktech.com.au. Hey, what's the weather like in Adelaide over there at the moment?
3 degrees this morning. Fine and sunny, though.
Thank you.
It's been the coldest day of the year.
Is that right? Well, that's why I asked, because I heard it was going to be cold in Adelaide. So 3 degrees, that is cold. Yeah.
That is cold.
It's warmer here. We've got Devonport at the moment. It's on 8 degrees.
Oh, there we are.
It's like the Bahamas.
Get your shorts out.
Hey, I'm going for a surf. All right, catch you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.